Blog Talk Radio. from temptation. Please deliver us, for thine is the kingdom, the power. Now you say amen, and the glory forever. Amen. That's how you pray, that's how you pray, that's how you pray. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Oh my God, you couldn't hear the prayer. I'm going to re-pray the breathing part. I was on mute and I apologize. We can breathe together. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And we're just going to do all that breathing I did alone. We're going to do one together, because there's power in the breath. There's power in recognizing that when you breathe properly, you center your mind on spirit. And so we're going to come together in this collective consciousness and breathe, family. Just breathe. Just breathe. So as you remember, we're going to take in a deep breath, breathing in through our nose, hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight, and then release, remembering to breathe deep into the diaphragm and deep into the heart. So I want you to just breathe. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. And as we center our mind this morning, centering our mind on love, and as we center our mind on divine love, calling in peace, peace into the land, peace into Mother Earth, nature, peace into Mother Earth, calling forth peace in the atmosphere. Peace, be still. And as we center our mind on Miss Irma, we just send peace into her today. Peace among the land. I just want you to take a few minutes and send your loving energy into the land, sending your loving energy into Mother Irma. And we, as we together send peace, peace just peace. Just seeing peace in the community. Seeing peace in the land. I just want you to see peace. Loving Mother Nature right now. Loving Mother Earth. Just loving her. And as we send love into all the spaces that Mother Earth, that Irma has touched down on right now, into all those who are experiencing so much change because of Irma, we just want to send love. Love. And as she makes her way into Florida and all the places she's supposed to be coming, we're asking for protection this morning, God. We're asking you to send your angels, Holy Spirit, into the land right now, God, to keep our people protected. Father God, you said in your word, if we will seek your face and turn from our wicked ways, then and only then will you heal the land, God. I'm asking you to come heal the land today, God. Father God, I'm coming to you with a deep, profound heart, asking you right now, as Irma make her way into the states, to keep our people protected, God. I'm asking you to put a hedge around all the land that holds the people, God. I'm asking you today, God, for special favor over our Love Journey family. I'm asking you to keep special favor over our friends and our and loved ones, God. I'm asking for special favor over your anointed ones today, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and keep Irma at bay, Holy Spirit. And I know the earth, Mother Earth has to do what she has to do. And I know our ways are not your ways, God. And I know that the earth has to cleanse and balance itself out. Holy Spirit, I'm just asking. If you could just keep our people protected. Keep the people protected in the land, God. And so as we send love into Mother Earth today, because we know, God, you are always on the throne. We know that there is always a blessing in every lesson, God. Even when we can't see it, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you today to give us spiritual eyes to see like you see, God. I'm asking you to give us spiritual ears that we can hear the melodic sounds of you, Holy Spirit, and know how to be directed and guided by the spiritual entombment of you this morning, God. And so, Holy Spirit, give the people the mind that need to evacuate. The mind to leave that stuff. Because we know, Holy Spirit, we can always get more stuff. So I'm asking you right now to give each and every person who need to be removed from their space to be removed, Holy Spirit, with ease, elegance, and grace, God. Father God, I know that whatever's happening in this earth, that you are always there. And you will never leave nor forsake us, God. And so right now I give gratitude in knowing that you are always there. Knowing that there's nothing, God, nothing that can happen. That your presence is not known. So this morning, God, I give you the victory. I give thanks for your presence, God. I give thanks for each and every person that you have protected already, God. I give thanks for all those who you have in the palm of your hands right now, reminding them that no matter what they have lost, they have their life, which is a gift from you, God. And so I thank you this morning. I thank you that technology and life has expanded so that the casualties are low, Holy Spirit. And that we learn from each one of these experiences. And so I thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you, God. I thank you for the knowing that your victory is here, God. I thank you that we're moving more into the light, Holy Spirit. And I thank you for all that is on this day, God. I give thanks to you, knowing that all is well. as we listen to Ayana Vinza.
Day 10, a prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle. Purify our hearts. We need you to surround us in this place. Bring within us, send a refreshing, Lord, saturate our hearts, say rain, oh, breathe, oh, shower down, anybody needing a shower? Within me, hey. you to endow us with your power from on high. Oh, oh. Surround us in this building. Surround us in the whole sheet. Surround us on our job sheet. Surround us when we're in the car
seat. Oh. Good morning, good morning. Good morning, good morning. You tuned in to another episode of The Love Journey, The Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And I'm so grateful. That was Joshua Rogers, Rain on Us. Rain on Us. All right, family. This is Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe, and I'm going to read from The Science of the Mind before we get started. Reminding us that we're already abundant today. Reminding us how to keep using our tools because we're spiritual beings. Today's science of the mind is meditate. Meditate. Viktor Frankl says, if you don't go within, you just simply go without. Think about that. If you don't go within, you simply go without. The real secret is that everything moves in circles. Everything bends back upon itself. What goes out must return. What is embodied within will complete its own circle. And if you wish to enlarge our experience, we must increase our capacity to understand, to feel, to embody, and to know. That's in a book called The Living, The Science of Mind by Ernest Holmes on page 206. We all are great thinkers. We spend a lot of time thinking about our world, the events of the day, the things we want, and the meaning of life. Yet that alone will not lead us to experience the solution and the realities we seek. Thinking only points the way. So I want you to know this morning, family. I stopped by to read this Science of the Mind to remind you to experience the living embodiment of life's deepest meaning. We must go within. And no matter how we want to do it, Love Journey family, we cannot skate along the surface of life thinking about it. In my ministry, I spend a lot of time repeating one thing to people I encounter, and that's meditate. I also hear current and former students of mine tell me that one thing that has made the most difference in their lives is that they learn to meditate. Our current day medical world taunts the benefits of meditation for our body. I love that they've drawn this conclusion, yet for me the most powerful benefit of meditation is that it allows me to feel the deeper self of my I am presence. You see, meditation allows me to pull forward into my life more than this feeling and a desire to feel more of it. See, when my heart has been opened through my meditation practice, family, I feel greater inspiration and creativity flowing through me. I feel connected and plugged into the universe that seeks full expression through me. There's truly no greater feeling. Today, I go within through the portal of meditation and allow myself to be bathed in the divine. I am inspired and uplifted through the inner journey. Affirmation, today, I go within through the portal of meditation and allow myself to be bathed in the divine. I am inspired and uplifted through this inner journey. Ooh. That's the reading of the Science of the Mind. Meditation, family. It's interesting that today's Science of the Mind is about meditation. I get a call the other night from four amazing young men, about maybe about 30 something years old. And I actually only knew one of them personally. But they were all just wanting to understand more about God. And, you know, they were telling me all about the ancient Kemets and everything that they knew. And about the book. And how they had been reading and really wanting to know God. And so they wanted to know my opinion. I said, it's simple. You got to experience God to know God. Many times we want to make it complicated. So today, I remind you to meditate, family. There's no better way to experience the presence of God than to sit still. And become present with the one that is the one. Good morning, family. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. And today you have Chastity A. Wells. We're going to bring you Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. And I'm super, super excited because I love when we get to have a conversation about how to reframe our money story. How to reframe. So we're going to get ready and bring on Miss Chastity. This is her song, Ain't No Stopping Us Now, right here on The Love Journey. McFadden and Whitehead.
Us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down.
Good morning, good morning, Chastity.
Happy Friday, Love Journey. Happy Friday, Janine. And it is good to be a part of Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe on this great Friday, great rising kings and queens, guys and goddesses, everyone in between. We are continuing on and finishing up in our book that we are currently reviewing of Abundance Now, which is by Lisa Nichols. It's Amplifying Your Life Now to Achieve Prosperity Today. We are currently still researching the first E, which is Enrichment of Your Whole Self. Remember, in this book, we talked about the path to an abundant future. She gave us there's going to be a 4E process that we're getting ready to go through. And so first, a part of the first E is experiencing enrichment. And this is for all the new callers. If this is your first time calling in, just to give you a heads up on what's going on. And last week, I know we didn't get an opportunity. You all had some great information that came across. So just to give everybody a good dive back into where we're at and where we're going, I just want to recap it. So we have the first E, which is enrichment of your whole self. As you develop your whole self into a focused and abundant thinker, and then you'll find enchantment, which is where we're headed to next. Enchantment is connecting with others and developing relationships that will support you in success. Again, developing relationships that will support you in success. And then next, we're going to talk about engagement, and that comes from pursuing work, either employment or your own business, that leads to exciting experiences. And then finally, we're going to be able to talk about our new approach to money, seeing money as an endowment, Janine, that grows and continues to fund the kind of breathtaking lifestyle only few can imagine. So, family, I just want to pick us back up here where we left off at here 2 weeks ago with visualizing ourselves as a skilled and abundant thinker. Just recapping on that, we last left off talking about visualizing ourselves as a skilled and abundant thinker. She talked to us about the last chapter. She guided us through a guided visualization, the process of seeing your future and all the great things before you. As we work on enriching yourself, I have another visualization session that will help you find your limitless potential. So remember, in visualization time, she asked us to find a quiet place where we can meditate and reflect. Mm-hmm. But remember to keep paper and pen handy to jot down any impressions or messages you receive about the ways you expand your abundant life. And then we also went through the visualization process last time, guys. And once we came out of it, she just gave us some things to remember that we do not have to master everything. Remember, our former president, Ronald Reagan, said, surround yourself with the best people you can find. Delegate authority and don't interfere as long as the policy you've decided upon is being carried out. Right? So we don't have to master everything. A lot of times I see, and, you know, Janine, I know I've been guilty of it, is just trying to master every single portion of your business or what you're working on or whatever the case may be. There are far more people that would love or be qualified in certain areas, like the administration tasks that I've had to deal with. A lot of times it's easier for me just to learn different systems, pick it up from other people, and just copy it and adapt it for myself instead of trying to figure out how do I organize these different things. That's not my strong suit. My strong suit is getting in front of people and talking and showing the vision. So that's why I've learned to really spend more of my time and not getting bogged down with administrative work and different things like that, but learning to really harness in other ways to have that support in order for me to move forward. So that is where we left off at last week, and we're going to continue to pick up and move forward. And just a reminder of what she said in Stephen Covey's book, The 7 Habits of Highly Successful People, that 80% of our time, Janine, should be spent on the circle of influence, those things only we can do something about. My entire focus has changed, okay? So, again, 80% of our time should be spent on our circle of influence, which means the things that we can do something about, right? If you have a list of all the things that the outcome of which you only can influence, then commit to spending 80% of your work week on those areas. You will see your goals achieved in record time. Those of us who have an abundant way of thinking, who are committed to operating at a higher consciousness and a higher level of execution, spend 80% of our time on projects, initiatives, relationships, revenue centers that we and only we can impact. So I just want to remind us of that, family, that we really should be spending only 80% of our time doing the things that only we can absolutely change. And so picking up today on the Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe, if you have the book with you, we are picking up on page 96, family, where we live in our own lane and not someone else's. Living in our own lane and not someone else's, family. And I really thought that this was really powerful, Janine, because a lot of times, and like I said, I've been guilty of it, right? We all are guilty of it. You spend too much time playing in somebody else's lane. Or what I love to say, Janine, majoring in minor things and minoring in major things. Because the things that's really important that we really should be spending our time on, we play it small. We show up small and we're not doing what we're supposed to do in that time because that's truly our lane. But for some reason, like Maya Angelou said, you know, we have a fear of our own greatness. So I just want to remind us today, as we continue to go through this, to stop majoring in minor things, guys, and let's get ready to play big in our own lives. Live in your own lane and not someone else's. A similar way to look at your life or business is to view it as a superhighway stretching across a dozen lanes or more. One lane might be marketing, another might be sales, another may be accounting. You have a lane that no one else should be driving in, which frees you to speed along at 65 miles an hour. You get important work done with a little distraction, and others experience the same freedom to produce and grow and expand because they, too, are safe in their own lane. But what if you decide to start changing lanes? The minute that you do that, family, it's like running over a nail. I'm outside of my power place. And I actually had to highlight that because that's a reminder for me. No change in lanes, because then you're outside of your power place. Trying to operate at maximum capacity in an area where I have less experience. Plus, there's already someone else in this lane trying to drive too. Who am I impacting? And who is slowing me down? So not only are we impacting the other person whose lane we're trying to be in, but we're also slowing our own selves and our progress down, family. So it's just a real good reminder, and I love how she used that illustration of, like, switching lanes and being in the wrong lane and driving over a nail, you know, because it really does slow you down. I think one of the most important things I've learned to do with my team was to get out of the way, stay in my lane, and I learned the same lesson at my house with my son. So she just talked about even when her son Jelani had returned home from culinary school, cooking was his main lane. Not only was he more experienced than she was at that time, he was also more passionate. So the best thing she could do was what, family? Let him drive. Let him drive. And I think that's powerful for us just to be reminded of. You know, let him drive. If people are in relationships, and one of your spouses really enjoy cooking over another, it's not about a gender role. It's about who really authentically that's their passionate place to serve in the family. I think that's where there's so many times that it causes so many frustrations in business relationships, personal relationships, Jean, all the way around, because we're trying to show up in a place that's outside of our power place. So this morning I just want to remind us to only serve from a power place. Yeah, I thought that was really powerful. So, hold on one second.
I love that. Serve from
Power place. Oh, go ahead. So we definitely have to learn to serve from our power place here. When you're out of your own lane and there's someone else that's calling the shots, you're actually disempowering them. A better approach is to stay in your own lane and honor everyone else's by letting them drive their cars. And I love the analogy she uses, Janine, just because it helps make the give it a really clear picture. Because a lot of times people say, well, you know, I like doing X, Y, Z too. Like doing it, and that's your strong suit, is two different things. If someone else is stronger at it, ultimately, allow them to help you. The imperatives, what you absolutely must get good at. So we're going to talk about this in a couple more facts, and then we're going to open it up because I would love to hear how this conversation may disturb the mindset for you, whether you've read it, whether you forgot to read it this week, and, you know, now you're about to pick back up because our kids are back in school, so now it's just time for us to all dive back in. But I would love for us all to just be able to join in the conversation and where was that actually able to serve for you this morning. The imperatives, what you absolutely must get good at. If it's best for all of us to stay in our own lanes, then what then must we absolutely get good at? In addition to our unique abilities, what intricate habits, wisdom, and intelligence must we have to run our lane, Janine, as effectively as possible? I have a few suggestions. If you don't have a team yet, learn how to assemble the right group of people, whether or not you're a manager or own your own business. And even if you're a stay-at-home parent, even if you're a solopreneur, I thought that was funny. But that's the reality, guys, and I love the ideas that she had behind this. The idea of delegating everything can be overwhelming if there is no one to delegate to. You might try to assemble a group of vendors who can take on those parts of your work you simply don't want to be doing. And a virtual assistant can make all the difference in the world. So just a reminder for all of us, we can use a virtual assistant to be able to assist us with different things that we don't want to do. Because we all have things in business we don't want to do. One of the things that she was able to share with us is that she recruited volunteer support. I found people whose expertise was much stronger than mine in those areas where I needed it. What might take me 6 hours to do, I wasn't skilled in that area, took them 90 minutes or less. So I found people willing to donate a small amount of time every month to my business. And I actually highlighted that and I underlined it for myself, Janine, because I think it's very important. Like she said, even for people who are solopreneurs, or if it's only just like one or two of you in your business, to find people who will volunteer some of their time to be able to assist you in those areas. Because what we may be okay with the area, but if that really is their strong suit and their place of strength, allow them to serve and help you in that area. Was that an eye-opener for anyone else? You can press star 6 if you're on the teleconference or press 1 if you are on Blog Talk Radio.
I'm telling you, I love, while we wait for someone to come in, I love, love, love playing from the podcast.
Yeah.
Good morning, Ms. Wells. Can you hear me?
Happy, happy Friday. Yes, ma'am. Who is that?
This is Erica Dorsey. What's going on, girl?
Hey, beautiful. Good morning.
Thank you so much for enlightening me. Thank you for enlightening me this morning. Sorry I didn't get on first thing.
No, absolutely. I appreciate hearing your voice. I appreciate you.
No problem. How do I put myself back on mute so I don't be breathing all heavy?
If you're on the Blog Talk, I think you need to do it, or you can press mute on your phone.
What do I press?
Mute on your phone, and I think, Janine, you can do it from your thing, right?
Are you complete?
Okay, got it. I got it. Yeah, I'm complete. I just want to let her know I was here.
Thank you, Miss Erica. She's down here with me in Atlanta, Georgia. I definitely do appreciate it, Miss Erica. Anybody else had anything else that they wanted to share this morning? You can press star 6 if you're on the teleconference, 1 if you are on Blog Talk Radio. And while we're waiting on other people to chime in, I just really wanted to add to the conversation of that part really was a blessing for me, for her to talk about even find people who will volunteer in those areas in business. Because honestly, Janine, I hadn't even thought about that, like having somebody volunteer. I mean, I had thought of, like, when I was running my agency in Columbus, Ohio, I had reached out to different interns and things like that and college students to be able to help me out in certain areas because, again, administrative work and filing and all that stuff, I found myself that I would spend hours doing it. And then by the time I would do it, I would be so frustrated. I wasn't able to really play in the area that I was the strongest in, and that was recruiting, marketing, in those areas. Those are the areas that I truly, truly, truly show up and shine in because I really do enjoy talking to people and impacting with people and seeing their lives transform. But every time I was bogged down with all that paperwork and filing customers' information after policies and recruiting and all that stuff, honey, I was bogged down. But after I actually had reached out to a couple of college students and things like that, that was their strong suit. So they were able to help put in place things that I really still use to this day to help me move a little bit more effectively. So I thought that was pretty cool. But even just as a reminder to myself that I don't even have to wait on those people not those people, excuse me, but just interns, but a volunteer, all in all, just a volunteer.
Mm. Yes, that's powerful. And it's interesting that you're talking about that, because I was reading another book, Think Like a Billionaire, and that's the first thing they talk about is delegation, delegation, because they say billionaires don't have no time to be thinking about the things like taking your clothes to the cleaners and all that stuff. You got to use your gifts and really hone in on what you're good at so that you can bring more of that into your experience. So they really talk about the team and how you won't take it to the next level without a team.
Amen. That's true. That's true. That's true. That's true. So, simply, that is definitely true, and just trying to get everything in. I just got a text message. Somebody is saying that the line is blocked. They're trying to unmute, and they're not able to.
From who? I can unlock them. Do they give me the last four of their numbers? Just the last four.
Number starts with 602. If you dial in that way, press 1. That should unmute your line.
You're saying block talk, they just
block.
Press 1.
Why? They press 1. I apologize. My Bluetooth, I accidentally muted it. But if you're on Blog Talk Radio, please just press 1. Blog Talk's number starts with the 602, and it said Blog Talk Radio if you didn't hear it when you dialed in. And then if you're on the teleconference, just press star 6. So as we continue to move through, I'll bring up a couple more points as we work out the phonetics.
With that, teleconference. If you give me the last four of their number, I can unblock them too. What's the last four?
I think 9601 is one.
I got it. Okay. I'm muted.
You're muted. Let me see.
219601. You are unmuted.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
So Janine, you had me blocked this morning, so I couldn't get in. That's okay.
Never block you, Ma. I can't never block you. I will never block you.
I'm sitting here trying start 6. I'm like, I'm not an amateur. What is going on? It said you cannot do this because it's blocked. Okay, she blocked me out, okay? Let me just text my daughter and let her know that I'm here, but I can't get in this morning. Good morning, Love Journey family. Good morning, Chastity A. Wells. Living life, own life. Love you.
I love you.
Staying in my lane. Yeah, staying in my lane. You know this was a good lesson for me, right? Because I try to take on everything and everybody's stuff. I drive all over the freeway, right? As I get older, I'm learning to be a little wiser and to take it easy and reach out and ask others. You know, I've always been the one that say, if you want it done right, you do it your doggone self. You don't ask nobody for help, you know? But that kind of boggles you down. You know, you find yourself burning both ends of the candle when you do that. And we absolutely were not born to be alone and to do things alone. And I want to be an example as well. So watching my daughter as usual, and no, I don't think she can walk on water, but I do watch her a lot, you know. I am learning to delegate. I'm learning to ask for help. And I think fear of rejection sometimes, or fear of someone not doing it the way I want it to do, because I'm a control freak. Like I said, I want to drive all over the freeway. You go over there, you go over there, and you stay right there, and then I'm going to just go down center. So that's just how I've always operated. But as I get a little older, I'm learning that life can be so much simpler in my old age by just allowing people to stay in their lane, and I stay in my lane. So on that note, I'll digress, and happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Mom. I absolutely enjoy that. Thank you so much. It's just, you just bring so much life with your shares and the rest of it, and just looking at it from that angle, I definitely appreciate it. And add knowing to what Lisa Nichols shared with the analogy of us being all over the highway. That was a pretty clear picture that you drew for us this morning. So thank you so much for your share. Did anybody
else you got
have
another call?
They wanted to add? Okay.
Yes, you got another call.
Good morning,
Hey.
Good morning.
Happy Friday.
Hi, good morning. Happy Friday. I finally got connected. I'm like, I'm pressing one. It's not working. I'm excited.
so
just to chime in on
the
conversation. My name is Tiffany Jennings. I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio.
Tiffany, my girl, happy Friday to you. It's good to hear your voice.
Happy Friday. This is so inspiring. I just tipped in on the end of the conversation, which just like lit a light bulb for me. I'm over here swimming in all kinds of multitasking, going crazy. I was just talking to another. well, let me just share what I do. I own a child care center here in Columbus, Ohio, and trying to come up with different ways to run the business and the business not run me. And I was just sharing with another business owner last night, my co-partner, and we were just talking about how can we come from where we are as being known as a small entrepreneur here in the city to where we can branch out. But right now it feels as though we're running around in circles without delegating the jobs to other people. So we don't feel like we're taking on so much. So when I heard that, the ending part of it, get a volunteer. That's what they love to do. That's what they can tap into their skill and help you out so you're not going crazy in your own business where it should be working for you. And that was just so powerful. I just wanted to jump in there and share that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I'm so glad to hear that. And if anybody is in the Columbus, Ohio area, I vouch for Ms. Jennings and Mary's Little Lamb, her child care center. Absolutely fantastic people. And just fantastic staff and everything. But I definitely know where you're coming from in regards to that, Tiffany. So, but you are definitely in a great place where you have all the different volunteers that's available down there with Ohio State University and the rest of it. But sometimes we need that as an aha and as a reminder, right? Because we forget and we end up playing all over the road and then we're tired. So thank you so much for your share this morning and chiming in and being able to join us.
Thank you. You're more than welcome. You know, you're always such an inspiration.
Oh, thank you so much, Tiff. I appreciate you.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. So remember, family, to recruit volunteer support, people who have an expertise in those areas where they're actually stronger at it. And I even put reminders on this page for myself to make sure that I remember to do that again for myself for every phase of my life. She continued to remind us when she first started her company, she went from lots of business conferences and would strike up fast relationships with other entrepreneurs. As common as the functions, we would trade business cards. She said she would always follow up. And when some people would ask, she said she would ask people, Janine, and I thought that this was really powerful. May I make a bold request of you? Would you be willing to volunteer in my company for the next 6 months, giving me 90 minutes of your time every month? Could you look at my revenue forecast and give me some coaching? She also said, I'd be incredibly grateful. I thought that that was powerful, 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 powerful. Just because, Janine, I'm a person who goes to networking events, and at this point, I only hit maybe one or two per week at this point. However, even in the midst of that, though, as many connects and different things like that that I'm making down here in the southern area, all of that is absolutely fantastic. But when she said this, and I'm glad that we're going back over it again, because even though I highlighted it, I forgot to implement it, but I have a meeting I'm going to, so I can definitely implement it. It's asking them, those experts, not even just a regular volunteer, but those experts that we're meeting at different networking events, because you may meet other people, like I meet other people in other businesses,
like a SEO guy that I'm getting ready to work with. And I, you know, not only should I be working with him, but maybe even asking him to work with me just for this 90 minutes per month. And I think that that's powerful because it gives them a small amount of time, and it also gives them an exit strategy. So it's not really bogging them down and just saying volunteer or help me out and there's an indefinite amount of time, but that's only 90 minutes. It's really only an hour, right? An hour and a half, and it's only for a month that they really have to do it. So I thought that that was really powerful, just as a reminder for all of us. And when she, what was even more refreshing for me to read, Janine, as out of every 10 people she asked for support, 8 of them say yes, and let me tell you why. She said she put a time cap and an end date on the volunteer commitment she was asking for. But what actually happened is that when the 6-month request expired, Janine, 100% of her volunteers stayed on and volunteered more time because they saw the growth and the excitement in what I was doing. Unknowingly, I had assembled an entire home team of abundant thinkers who could help me grow my business, even though I didn't have a single employee at the time. And the retired contracts and compliance people, she volunteered for 3 years, giving up 15 hours a week in some cases, all because I put a cap on my ask and made them bite-sized, palatable, and doable for people. Now, 14 years later, I recently reached out to her to let her know that my company went public and that I was gifting her with shares because of her generosity and contribution to my beginning days. Mm-hmm. I know that she didn't volunteer for stock in my company, but what a pleasant surprise and acknowledgement of her service. What's the key to making these requests work? For one thing, potential volunteers don't want to push your train out of the station, family. No volunteer wants to do that. They want to jump on a moving train instead. That means you need to already be in motion, baby. You can't just be sitting around waiting on someone else to ignite your fire. You should already be on fire and just asking them to jump on. So you would have to show advancement of some kind before you ask for favors and while the volunteers are in support of you. Second, people want to be a part of something exciting. Show them that you are, that you got a winning plan. Have a strategy. Excitement and a clear plan make people more willing to invest emotionally and mentally into you. Finally, don't request too much. People don't want to overcommit. This frequently happens in charitable organizations, most of which are wonderful, but volunteers want to be an added value. They do not want to feel like they are your life support. And I think that's powerful as a reminder. Just remembering that when people are sharing with you, sharing whatever time or talents or skills or whatever that they may have, no one wants to feel like they have to give you your whole vision or your business or be able to push you down the hill or take over the whole rudder of the boat. But they just want to jump on and help add a couple things that they can, you know, and just keep you moving. Now, if you're a stay-at-home parent or a caregiver to an elderly family member and you're trying to build your dream business or new career at the same time, it becomes more imperative to get good at team building. Who is the babysitter, the housekeeper, repairman, and pediatrician on your team? Which neighbors, friends, and fellow parents can you call to help or volunteer? If you can't find people who support you or you don't have the resources to hire good help, why not check into local churches, charities, city agencies, or provide occasional help with home repairs, meal preparation, elderly care, after-school tutoring, and more? What else you must absolutely get good at while you're specializing in your lane? And I just want to add in here, one of the things that a lot of times people look at me and, you know, this just struck it up for me, and I totally forgot about it. But a lot of times people will look at me and say, well, you know, how did you move here? How did you move there? And you don't have family. You don't have any friends that you knew at the time. And, Janine, one skill that I learned along the way with me serving in the United States Navy is to ask for help, and I continuously, sometimes I don't ask as much as I should, but the universe is teaching me, God is teaching me along the way with different relationships, those things that I learned at 18, 19 years old that made me successful then to implement it now in my 30s, right? And so one of those things is building a community. And those are things that was a life skill. It was an absolute must when I was in the military because I was away from my mom. I'm an 18-year-old kid, and I'm away from my mom. I'm away from everything that I knew, and I find out that I knew nothing, right? So you have to learn to build a community. However, when it was time for me to jump and I moved from my hometown again, now after a divorce and I have a child and all this stuff and I'm in a new city, and then I was crazy enough to actually start a business and all of that, and I actually had to go apply for my license and take the testing, I had to learn how to make my neighbors my community, family, friends, and the rest of it. And that's how I forged relationships that I have for a very, very long time. The young lady that you just heard on the call, Tiffany, is one of the support people that I found. We found one another as just neighbors, and we both didn't have personalities where we really were trying to meet new friends. We were both in our own lanes, tunnel vision as all get out, but as God would have it, we needed to learn to lean on one another in order to move forward. And now years later, I'm still able to have great people in my lives. But all those people did not come with me for years to come. Some people, I still see them on Facebook or different things like that, but they supported me along the way, whether it was just allowing Kamora to come over after school so I could go see a client and feed my daughter. And that's scary as a mother, but you have to either trust God, stop making excuses, get out your own way. Trust God. Trust God. It's not about anything else. I had to learn to trust God with those things. I had to learn to trust God that my daughter would be safe. I had to learn to trust God that even as I was building the business, certain things I wasn't strong at, I had to ask for help in those areas in order for me to really grow. And you guys know my story. And even with things being stolen from me from my partner, I don't take away from those experiences, family. What I learned from is the things that I didn't know and what God was trying to show me to not make excuses of not learning, because certain aspects of my business I was supposed to know. Certain things I should delegate because those are not things that help make my business run, like the administrative side. But certain things in business, I'm absolutely supposed to know. So I just wanted to share that from my heart to yours, that we really shouldn't be in the space of making excuses about anything. With God, everything is possible. With God, everything is possible. We just have to believe. We just have to trust it. We have to ask for the help. Ask for people to volunteer in your life. Ask for people to show up. People will show up. People love seeing another person win. Secretly, people love seeing other people win. And if it's not one of your girlfriends, ask a neighbor. Most of the older neighbors, they love helping. I mean, I still ask people for stuff, and, you know, it can seem crazy to other people, but I just don't believe in a world of a bunch of no's, Janine. I just don't. I just feel like out of all the millions of sperm that my father had, I'm the one that came full-time through my mama to the planet Earth, and that shows right there in and of itself I already won. I just have to believe in me. So I wanted us to get a little bit further here, but that's all good. Next week we'll pick back up on becoming masterful at creating a clear vision, communicating it with a compelling detail, and enrolling others to come alongside your journey. Did anybody else have anything else that they wanted to share this morning? You can press *6 if you are on the teleconference, or press 1 if you are on Blog Talk Radio. Man, I really think that that's just majorly important. Well, since we already a few minutes past, I'll just bring up this last point real quick just so we don't have to, because I think it really ties into what we're talking about, and then we'll close it out, Janine. Become masterful at creating a clear vision, communicating it in a compelling detail, and enrolling others to come alongside for the journey. Your vision for the future of your business, project, and initiative or career must be so clear that it excites everyone, including you. Each time you talk about your vision, you are deliberately or unintentionally enrolling others in that vision. So be sure you enroll with integrity. Always speak the truth. Become a master visionary, family, who can paint a picture so compelling that we have to share it. Now, if you're shy or you lack confidence but still know what you need to enroll people, you got some homework to do. But here's what I know. If the desire to see your dream come true into fruition is strong enough, if you're hungry enough, you'll strengthen your communication muscle, family. Two books I recommend that will help you become a better communicator with your vision are Onward by Howard Schultz. Schultz is spelled S-C-H-U-L-T as in Tom, Z as in zebra. Onward by Howard Schultz. And then there's 11 Rings by Phil Jackson. And we know Phil Jackson is like the greatest coach ever of basketball. Throughout the pages of these two books, I discovered great language for connecting with people. But more than that, I discovered two very powerful, influential men who are both committed to keeping their heart, integrity, and spiritual awareness at the center of their interaction of their business and personal lives. Even though these books are business-related, Howard Schultz is the CEO of Starbucks, and Phil Jackson is the president of the New York Knicks basketball team. Their books made it crystal clear to me that success in any field is really about living in your passion, speaking your truth, and allowing your spirituality to be demonstrated through your words and your actions. That's really exercising your communication muscle, family. So again, being crystal clear about what success is. Success in any field is really about living your passion, speaking your truth, and allowing your spirituality to be demonstrated through your words and actions. As your project or business grows, consider getting a partner. I love to see partnerships where you can tell, yeah, she's the brains and the infrastructure, and yeah, he's the visionary, the enroller, and the communicator. Find someone whose strengths are different from yours. I love that. I love that as a great reminder for all of us, because I know it's like we're easily able to talk to other visionaries. Like I have friends of mine who are business owners as well to me. We all are great at being visionaries about things. So we excite one another, but then there's other people, a part of the business that we really, really do need. And they bring a different structure to it, right? The infrastructure to it and implement it. And sometimes it's hard for us to appreciate that because we can be such visionaries and like, did you think about X, Y, Z? And they'd be like, yeah, but, you know. And it seems like sometimes they could be taking the wind out of our sail. But I think this is a great reminder that we all need one another. And so though we may speak different languages at certain times, we all do need one another and allow each other to shine in each other's place. So we'll leave off there, and we will pick up next week on page 101. If you have the book of Abundance Now by Lisa Nichols, which is Amplifying Your Life to Achieve Prosperity Today. I absolutely love this book and us continuing to grow. Did anyone have anything that they wanted to share before we closed out and I add my final words and tips for us this week? Awesome, awesome, awesome. But I'm excited about it, and if you haven't gotten your book, please feel free to join in on the book, or if you just want me to send you over a couple of pages that we're still going over or for the next chapter, I'd be more than willing to do that for you as well, because I'm excited about where this book has really taken us. The difference, I think, Janine, in this book vice the other books that we actually have went over before, and not taken away from any of those books, because I just looked over Catherine Ponder's book here the other day, too, is that this book, I get it, is a lot of call to action. So a lot of times, you know, it's not a sexy feeling, right? Because it is a lot of call to action. And, you know, it do forces us to get out of our own way and stay on top of these different things and really look at what's working and what's not working. And really share the stories and not just come up with stuff. So, but I think it's absolutely fun. It's helping me grow professionally and as a woman as well. So, I'm excited about that. Very excited about that. So, again, family, I am Chastity A. Wells, your licensed insurance agent, taking care of all of your insurance needs. You're able to reach me directly at 614-230-6600. You're able to call or text me at that number. You're able to reach me on all social media platforms at ChastityAWells.com. There is only one T in my name, C-H-A-S-I-T-Y, A. Wells. Long-term care is usually a very expensive need for most people. On average, Janine and family, it can cost, skilled care can cost anywhere from $150 to $300 a day. That's actually over $80,000 a year, family. I recently was working with a young lady who was concerned about her care and wanting to make sure she was actually able to maintain her independence without going into a nursing home. I did give her, with my warm approach, the advice that with long-term care insurance, it is possible. I reassured her that having long-term care, she could actually stay at home and use her own remote and bed while she received care. Family, I love working with people who appreciate a genuine approach to dealing with topics that are uncomfortable in insurance. Please remember to refer me to any of your friends and family members who just put one of their family members in a long-term care situation like a nursing home or have experienced death. This is the perfect time for me to be able to talk to them about it and just look over some of the options that are available for them. Again, I'm Chastity A. Wells, your licensed insurance agent on the line. You have to reach me directly. I'm at 614-230-6600. Janine, thank you so much for the opportunity to be able to serve. Love, Journey. Thank you again for the opportunity just to continue to grow and share as I grow in my own life. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Chastity A. Wells. Thank you for tuning in to The Love Journey today, your love experience. This has been a phenomenal, amazing week. We had an amazing week this week. Next week, I want to let you know Tamar will be back on Tuesday. We're going to be talking about that wound healing explosion, baby. Ain't nothing like healing your wound and experiencing and magnetizing the life you desire. See, when we heal, you don't have to work hard. When you heal, you don't have to do all this extra stuff. All you have to do is just show up. And just because you are, you get paid. You get the desires of your life. And that's what this whole wound experience is going to be talking about. So next week, we're going to be talking about manifesting. Manifesting money, manifesting the man of your dreams, manifesting relationships. It's going to be powerful. And we also, which brings me to the point that September 30th in Chicago, we're going to be talking more about it, learning the divine feminine art of self-healing by awakening the womb. We're going to learn how to create the life and the world we desire with the womb. And let me tell you, if you got fibroids or you know somebody who has fibroids, they need to be there. Endometriosis, if they told the people they cannot have baby, they have an infertility issues, they need to be there. If you want to birth some money and you ready to bring forth some money so that you can move to that next level, this is where you need to be. September 30th, you don't want to miss. Get your tickets today and don't delay. We on Eventbrite, the Wound Awakening Workshop. It's called Wound Awakening Workshop, and I tell you, it's going to be a powerful, powerful healing explosion. When women get together, it's something powerful that happens anyway. You know, when you heal a woman, the nation. So we're going to be talking about manifesting men, money, and lives of our dreams. But we're not going to just talk about it. We're going to tell you about other people's experience and what they did and what you can do. I'm telling you, it's something powerful that happens when you sit on that pot. When you sit on that pot, there's something powerful that happens. When you learn how to love and appreciate the gift that you are to the planet, the world changes. We're going to talk about self-love. We're going to talk about wound healing. We're going to talk about relationships and how to navigate, because there's really only one powerful relationship. And once you develop that relationship, your relationship to everything changes. So we're going to even talk about that. We're going to have a sexy dancer. Yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to have a little fun before we get into the healing part. We're going to start off with Miss Angel, who's going to talk about a lot of tips and tricks to turn your man on, baby. And then we're going to get into a little dancing. You know, ain't nothing like moving the body, moving the energy through the body. And so we're going to do that. We got a lady who's going to do a little chair dance and giving us a little experience. And then we're going to bring Tamar right in and heal the land, baby. We're going to have some powerful healing explosion. And if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, call me at 773-447-5591. And if you need some help in flying into Chicago, or you need to know where you should fly in or where you should stay, give me a call so we can support you. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss the wound awakening. Something powerful happens when you awaken the wound, baby. When you awaken up the wound, I tell you, I just wish I had time to tell you my story right now. When my life changed, when my voice came back, when I learned how to experience myself in myself and become fully present in my body, life became orgasmic. My whole life changed. And I love what I do. I do what I love because I love to see other women stand in their power. I love to see when my sisters are growing, expanding, and becoming all that they were embodied to become. And that's what this workshop is about. And that's about the work that I do because I love, 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 love the work that I do. I've been called to help assist women into the greater version of their feminine presence because we forgot how to be feminine. You know, we may look feminine and we may have some feminine essence, but we forgot how to use that feminine power that makes us so magical, that makes us so mystical, that can draw in. Listen to what I say, draw in, magnetize, not go out and manipulate and make, but to draw in. You just walk in and you attract what you want. And that's what this whole conversation with the wound explosion. So check it out. If you want to hear who Tamar is, come back on the line on Tuesday. You're going to have Tamar on Wednesday. We're going to have our very own Miss Linda Mitchell. She used to be Linda Yerby, but now she's Miss Linda Mitchell. She just drew into her experience, her God, into her life, her king, baby, and they're working it out together, doing some amazing things. That's Miss Linda, and she's going to talk to us on Wednesday about trust. Ooh, the big T word, T-R-U-S-T, trust. Ooh, I tell you. And we got a surprise guest on Thursday. Uh-huh. Ladies, you want to learn more about men? You got to come and hear what we got going to be talking about on Thursday. So we got a great lineup next weekend. Invite your friends and let's let the healing begin. That's next week, family. Whew. And on Monday, don't forget, we got Miss Khadijah Ali. I love, love, love our conversations on Mondays and Fridays are always about what? Money. Because if you ain't talking money, your talking ain't nothing. Ain't that what he's saying in the song? All right, family. So Monday is Cash Flow Mondays with Miss Khadijah Ali and Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe on Friday. Oh, you're going to be fully impacted next week. Don't forget now, if you're in Chicago, this weekend, ain't nobody doing it like GADC this weekend. They're putting it down with 2 days of fun on 79th Street. Oh, I tell you, this Renaissance Fair is going to be off the chain. They're not doing it once, but they're doing it twice, Saturday and Sunday. Then all day we're going to be doing some house music. All right now, I'm going to have to stop through there and get my little dance on. That's going to be September 9th and September 10th, right here in Chicago at the Renaissance Fair on 79th and Racine. If you want to have some fun, you want to see all the performing guests they have, it's going to be a great lineup. You got great vendors, great food, great fun. Don't forget to stop through and show some love to our very own. It's an organization that makes a lot of things happen in our community. They make a lot of changes. So I want you to make sure that you're there this weekend. Also, September 16th and 17th is the Remarkable Woman Conference. We want to come out and make it big, big, big for Miss Nicole Wheatley. Yes, the Remarkable Woman Conference. I am one of the speakers, and you don't want to miss. We got a, it's called Wealth Creation, and she's doing it twice too, not just once, but twice. That's the 16th and the 17th, and we got great guests, Vashawn Mitchell for the brunch, Ray Silkman. We're going to have some fun here in Chicago that weekend, 16th and the 17th. I'm one of the speakers, and it's all about wealth creation. Have you had the opportunity to meet the 33-year-old millionaire who is redoing, come on now, redoing the Regal Theater, who's talking about private equity. All right? She knows how to take private equity and turn it into some millions of dollars for us. And so he's going to talk about how and some alternative ways to create money in your life to move to the next level. You don't want to miss. We got A.C. Green. He's going to be there talking to us about some things he learned over the years and how he became a millionaire. We got Cara Dentley. Now, you know, if you know the Dentley family, you see him on her husband on his Facebook page with the $2 million check somebody written to him. So come on, y'all. They making money like nobody's business. We're going to learn their tips and tricks on money and wealth creation. So you don't want to miss it. On September 16th and 17th, all about wealth. And we're going to have a little segment about your health. So don't forget to come. That's 16th, 17th. Don't delay. Get your tickets today. And if you want to know more, give me a call at 773-447-5591. That's the Remarkable Woman Conference. Again, September 30th, La Quinta Inn, right here in Chicago. We're going to be putting it down. We're going to start at noon. You're going to learn how to open and awaken and magnetize and attract all the life you desire. You want to know what it really means to have an alchemy experience, what it means to be magical, what it means to live in abundance and truly have fun? You don't want to miss it. This is a great month of fun. And those who want to support Miss Nicole Wheatley, this weekend is the funeral. Sunday at A.R. Leakes, 78th and Cottage Grove, at 3 o'clock, we will be celebrating the life of Miss Nicole Wheatley's father, and that is Samuel Johnson. And so if you want to be a part of that and you need more information, you can also call me if you want to support Nikki. And today is Nikki's Earth Day. So don't bombard her with too many calls, but just maybe send her a little text message and let her know she is loved. You know, she's still experiencing the grief process. So just let her know she loved and say happy Earth Day to an amazing sister of ours, Miss Nicole Wheatley. Stop on her Facebook page. Give her a text and let her know she is loved. And while you pray today, remember to send a little love to her and her family to cover her through the grief. I just want to remind you, family, I couldn't do it without you. I am because you are. And so today, family, if there is anything that I could do for you, I just want you to know I'm here. And so I'm so grateful because of you today that we have created such a community. And those of you who are wanting to take your businesses to the next level, we have a mastermind group we have formed. Give me a call and let me know you want to be a part of that. That mastermind is doing some great things. We're supporting each other on how to take your business to the next level. But this is all about action. You don't want to come to this mastermind unless you're ready for action. We're going to take massive action in helping each other, and we expect you to come with what you want. We're not trying to help you think about it. It's not a think tank. This is about coming to the call, knowing what you want, knowing what you need, knowing how you want us to support you. Because, baby, we're doing it. We're taking massive action to the next level. This is all about next level living, baby. And so if you want to be a part of that, give me a call, 773-447-5591. That's our mastermind building action, massive action. And it's all about expansion and growth, family. All right, family, that's it. I just want to remind you today that you are loved and that your life is a gift from God. And you truly, really are a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God, family. Don't forget to choose love. Love is a choice. And guess what, family? We can dream our dreams or we can live our God-sized dreams. Today, don't just dream them, live them. And I want to remind you, never give up, family, because the power is in you. The power is in you. But it only works if you work it, family. It only works if you work it. Let's work that power. Work it. Yes, work it, family. You got to work the power. And I want to remind you, never give up. Never give up. And that's what this is, right here on the Love Journey, the brand new heavies. Never give up. Have a great, prosperous, amazing, love-filled, joy-filled, happy-filled weekend. And I see you on Monday morning, family, doing it all bright and early, getting started and being motivated. life. Let's do it, God. Never give up.